Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Yes, it is. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
And Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, it's great being with you all, listeners, you too, everybody.
This is the Doctor program, and here at New Life. And so, you know, last time we were together, really tough show.
Yeah,
a lot of
good
problems.
Good show, yeah. But tough questions, yeah. Right? Tough situations that many of us can relate to.
So, if you're calling in today, we'd really like you to go a little, you know, have a little easier issues to deal with.
Kind of lighten
up
here.
Softballs. Yeah, give us a break. So, you know, like, how do I get my cat to, well, no, that'd be impossible. Can't get a cat to do anything. Anyway, we love getting to be with you, and what we're going to do right now is go right to the phones, and I'm going to talk with Kenneth calling from Waco, Texas. That fabulous city where I went to Baylor University and actually graduated from there. Hey, how you doing, Kenneth?
Wow, so did I.
Did you?
How about that?
Maybe a little bit later than me.
maybe so.
How can we help you?
Yeah, great show. Love your show.
Thanks.
Just a question. It may be a little easier than the last few.
Okay.
My wife and I have been married 31 years. And we actually still like each other.
Good.
And we tend to get along in most areas. And we kind of reached a place where we've talked about this several times. And the last time we talked about it, I said, well, I'm going to call New Life and see what they think. Just resources to rekindle and reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
We've just kind of, you know, the kids are grown and gone. And we have grandchildren now. And you know, everybody gets along. Like I said, we like each other. We're not fighting. We're not, you know, screaming and all that. But just like to see what you guys have resources, you know, or suggestions of things. We'd like to read some books together.
Well, you have called the right place. I'll send you two books. One is The Mediterranean Love Plan. That's got seven different secrets to get that old passion rekindled. From seven different cultures in the Mediterranean, and it's all about playing together, enjoying food together. It's all about how to have sexual intimacy also. And then I'll send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution, which also has all these ideas of things you can do. And I'll send you the Bible that goes with it, where you're having a little devotional time together, and it's all laid out for you. But
wow.
Before we do that, I'm going to ask Sherry and Alice, If you were meeting with this couple and they were saying, we want that old passion to come back in there, let's start with you, Sherry. Where would you start with them? I'm sure it isn't, well, here's how to have a better sexual relationship. Where would you start?
Well, you know, my mind was thinking, and I'm going to work backwards here.
It's so great when a mind thinks.
My mind is thinking. So I would say, instead of starting, I mean, read a resource, but I would say have the experience. I would invite you two to go to the marriage intensive we have here, because when you read a book, you get information, it goes into your thoughtful brain. When you're on the ground and you are practicing how to connect and talk to each other, looking in each other's eyes and finding areas where you aren't as strong, you not only connect your left brain, but you connect your left to your right brain. And you have an experience. You make a memory. You learn some tasks and skills. And that's what we do with couple therapy, mm-hmm. right? We move them towards each other, but we do the same thing at the marriage intensive. So I'd say come. Dude, okay. Don't wait. Get a ticket.
That
come
would
to our
be,
next one.
That would be a good thing. And then, Alice, what are you thinking?
I want you to go home and proactively be affectionate to your wife, even if it's just a touch, a back rub, a kiss on the cheek, but make that step today a little more than normal.
We'll talk about the most important sex organs right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. So, what else do you want to say?
Well, you left us hanging with the sex organs.
So, Kenneth, the most important sex organs of the body are the eyeballs. And I think restoration, healing, everything comes with intentional eyeball-to-eyeball contact. That's where it all starts. Listening and sharing. And you don't want to do listener-lecturer. That doesn't work. You want to do speaker-listener. Because a lot of people, it's lecturer-listener. But no, when you guys share, you reflect, that's the beginning. How do I know? I have attention deficit disorder. It's one of the hardest things for me to do. But when that happens, that's when it works. So I like what Alice is saying. Go back, be intentional, and start with, you know, something other than what happens in the bedroom, with eyeball to eyeball, total mindful attention on her. And I'll send you these two books and a Bible. We'll get you straightened up. But you have to tell us the impact in 90 days, okay?
I can do that.
All right. I'm glad you called.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, because it would be fun to have you call back in 90 days and tell us what's different, right? Just reading the books, coming to the weekend, and then truly what has changed. That would be an awesome testimony.
All right. Hey,
well,
thanks for calling.
Some homework too.
We always give homework.
What year did you graduate?
2012, but that was with a PhD.
Nice. Well, thank you, Dr. Kenneth, for calling. And God bless you and say hello to your wife. Okay, you guys, I have to tell you the most amazing phone call I got last night. I got a call from a friend, and I preached this sermon at Northview on 12 Steps for Anyone. This guy says most of the people I do business with, they are associated with Christianity. Many of them go to Northview, except one guy who is an alcoholic. Got a DUI, hates preachers, doesn't want to hear somebody talk about how good they are and, you know, all this stuff. He ends up going to church when I preach this sermon, 12 Steps for Anyone. And the guy calls me and said, I know you impact a lot of people, but you need to know about this. Oh. This guy had a life-changing experience when he heard you talk about divorce, talk about being an alcoholic, mm-hmm. recovering. He said he went home, confessed to his wife and kids everything, and he is on the track to recover.
It's amazing.
I think it's just bizarre because so many people think, you know, here's the way that you win people over is you convince them through some kind of great teaching technique to do. You know, maybe not. Maybe it's like when Paul says, hey, the very thing I want to do, I can't do that. That won me over, Paul. And so anyway, I'm just so thankful that God takes the broken stuff and he can do stuff with that you never dreamed. No tears wasted, no pain wasted. And I thank God that he used that sermon. Pretty exciting. Why don't we go to, is that Ian or is that Jan up there on line three?
Jan.
Jan. Let's talk with Jan. What line is Jan? She's line four, I believe. Jan, are you there? And I think she's calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Jan.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my calls. And,
sure.
And thank you again for all that y'all do.
Yeah, you're welcome.
To everyone I know.
How can we help today?
And we'll try to be good and ask the question first. For whatever reason, I've gotten off on the wrong footing with my daughter-in-law. I've got a trip scheduled to go down and visit with them. They just married in October.
Mm-hmm.
She's wanting to sit down and have a one-on-one talk with me.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I know.
That's better than I don't want you to ever talk to me. Now, you said, for whatever reason, I've gotten off on the wrong foot. I want you to tell us, for whatever reason. What was the reason?
Well,
what happened?
Well, when they were in college, there was a weekend that she had wanted him to come down. And it just happened it landed on the same weekend that he was supposed to move out of his apartment. And I looked at him and said, you know, I love you, but it's not mom's responsibility to, you know, I'll help you move out, but it's not mom's total responsibility. And from that incident, I got labeled as a helicopter mom. And then it seemed like whenever she texts me, it starts out good, and then she ends up, it goes south. Like, for instance, as I'm heading towards that, down there for a visit, you know, she tells me how glad I'm coming down there. And then in the text, she states, you know, I really hope you and Jacob can work out, you know, your relationship. And I'm going, I didn't know that there was anything wrong.
Yeah, okay.
And so,
all right. So here's our question. Here's the first question.
Okay.
If she were 70% at fault, you'd still be responsible for your 30%. If she was 90%, you'd still be responsible for your 10%. So tell us about your 5% or your 10%, because we can't really do anything about her 90% or 70%.
Right. I would think that I guess being a single parent and raising Jacob, my son can probably read me pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the girl that I would have thought that he would have married?
Uh-oh.
Has anything ever been, you know, I've never in any form or fashion, you know, even stated those words to him.
Well, you know, comes through. And so here's the thing. Probably some work between now and the time you go there on grieving what didn't happen, accepting what did, and getting on board with the choice he made probably could make a big difference. What do you think, Alice or Sherry?
I just want to know, Jan, how young was he when you became a single parent?
He was 2.
All right.
And I never did remarry.
I know. Okay, so you know what? This is going to be a tough one, because I'm going to have you read a book that you're probably going to want to throw across the room, but I'm going to have you read it anyway. Sometimes what happens in homes, and it could be single parents, moms, or it could be, you know, where both parents are there, and he's your only boy, and you didn't have another guy around. There wasn't a man, right? And you did your best. But sometimes what happens in that little boy's mind is, and mom's mind, is they get attached too much, meaning the little boy starts kind of feeling overly connected and responsible for his mom. And the mom, you know, becomes very attached to that boy. Now, attachment's great, but it's an unbalanced attachment. And so he might not even be comfortable telling you about how overly attached you are to him. And so any woman that takes him away is never good enough. Any woman that is different from the one you would have picked might not feel adequate.
Because the one you would have picked would have been very much like you. And she isn't like you.
I love your giggle. You know what? That just makes me so happy in my heart. Because you know what? That is the spirit of openness right there. You're listening to some tough stuff. And you know what? The thing is you're not only listening. There's other moms out there that are going, oh, I think that might have happened with me.
Yeah.
There's a book out there by a supervisor of mine. His name is Dr. Ken Adams. And it's called Married to Mom. Married to Mom. And I would have you read that book so that you can do the most honest and fearless moral inventory on how this enmeshment, it's called enmeshment, might have happened. And then what you might need to begin to grieve, detach, still love, but to be able to pull back and let him move forward with his new bride without judgment.
I mean, I'm not that I'm trying to defend myself, but I truly feel that for the I mean, they lived together for a year before they got married, which went against my values because I did raise him in the church and
But that was her slap in your face, wasn't it?
Wrong. And well, it hurt.
Yeah, sure. Like well, it hurt anybody.
And I have tried to respect. In fact, I bought your book, How to Do, you know, How to Have a Relationship with your Adult Child, Doing Life with Your Adult Child, just to help me because I want to be, and in that, you know, I know I'm to be their cheerleader and I'm to, you know, to encourage them and to, you know, and I've tried to totally respect, even though they live together, knowing that, you know, that first year of marriage is hard and because not hard but you're still learning. It's a whole different ball game even if you lived with someone when you marry someone.
Jan, I want to stop you for a moment. You have reason to be disappointed in what Jacob has done and in the imperfect, very imperfect woman that he married. You have justification for how you feel, and as you plan for this trip to visit them, I want to ask you to prepare in a really particular way for a conversation with both Jacob and his wife where you offer to listen to them. I had to have that same conversation with my husband this morning. I knew that what I did, I wasn't even totally sure what I did, but I knew that something I did hurt my husband. I didn't think I did anything wrong, but I knew I hurt him. And so if I want relationship with him, the best way for me to do that is to go to him and say, I did something that hurt you. Would you tell me about it? Maybe it was this. Maybe it was what I said. Did that hurt you? Did it affect you? And then I just sat and listened to him. And in my head, I didn't agree with everything he said, but I knew I wanted connection with him. So I listened and I reflected back what I heard from him and I validated his experience of what I did, even though I didn't fully agree with it. And that reconnected the two of us. If you will humbly listen to both of them and even offer an example, maybe that one weekend, maybe that got us off on the wrong foot, tell me how it affected you. That will build the bridge of reconnection to your daughter-in-law.
I'll tell you what else can build a bridge, and it's probably the scariest thing you could ever do, is you go down there and you say, I really was hoping he'd marry somebody different. And I have not been accepting, and it hurt me when you lived together, and I used that as an excuse to not grow close to you and accept you, and I was wrong, and I'm not going to do that anymore, and I hope you'll forgive me. And let that be the beginning of mending the relationship. Now, it might not be the right time. It might be too bold of a move right now. Might not be the right time.
I might just tweak it a little bit. I probably wouldn't, you know, admit that you didn't want to marry her, because that's something that never goes away. Somebody doesn't forget that. But what I would do is what Steve said, is say, I apologize for mingling in, being too worried about you guys, being too concerned about what you're doing. I feel like I've gotten in your lane. To her.
Yeah.
And I apologize for being in your business.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, sure.
She wants to have this relationship, this talk with just me and her. And I'm so fearful of that because I'm so afraid. I want to invite Jacob in this conversation.
No. Don't do that because she's asked you to do it with just her.
Okay.
What's the worst thing that could happen? She's just going to talk to you. She's not going to hit you, right?
What is your fear? What will happen, Jan?
I'm afraid that she will misconstrue some of the things. I guess because I feel like she so dislikes me that,
well,
that
she's trying to have you detach from her son. She's vying. You need to cut the cords, my dear, and that is going to hurt so bad for you. But you need to say, I honor you as his wife. Okay. I am going to get to know you as my new daughter, a daughter-in-law. And I'm sorry that we got off to a rough start. I am going to get to know you for the first time. I'm going to honor the choices you make that are very different from mine.
And if you go in thinking you need to correct any misgrewing of it all... Well, it's not going to work.
You're still trying to be mom.
Defending and explaining will destroy the opportunity for connection. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Alice, anything you want to say here? Because I think Jan is about to have a great opportunity for healing, restoration, if she humbles herself, doesn't explain, doesn't defend.
Jan, I think you can best safeguard the conversation and avoid your daughter-in-law misconstruing what you say if you will stick with the steps of the comfort circle, and they will guide you, they will protect the conversation, and it'll get the most grace out of a tough conversation.
Yeah, and I'll rush you How We Love by Madeline K. Yurkovich. Comfort circle's in there. Also, it'll help you see kind of what Sherry's talking about, how you and your son may be connected or attached with each other, the style there. And I hope that's going to be helpful. I would love to know how that conversation goes. Don't be afraid, and don't worry if she misconstrues anything. Just listen and let her know that you understand. Speaking of understanding, Larry Sonnenberg is such an understanding guy. He understands that this ministry doesn't work without the help of people just like you. Larry, talk to us.
Yeah, and we are so grateful for those of you who have been supporting us financially. God bless you. It's amazing. We have a matching fund that we're closing in on. This is a recorded program. I don't have an accurate amount to tell you what that level is, But I'm guessing, based on where we were when we recorded this, that we're going to be somewhere between $25,000 or maybe around $25,000 left. And so if you can make a gift, it will be doubled. Five will get you 10, 10 will get you 20, and that makes a big difference. And I want to it's a tote, right? No, it's the John's book.
John's book, People Fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you make a gift, that's the way we'll say thank you. I want to just read something for you. Found this letter. It says, I learned a phrase, live in peace, not in pieces. I found myself in pieces 6 weeks ago, and if it wasn't for New Life Ministries, I would have been another suicide statistic.
Whoa.
My perfect world completely collapsed, and I had nowhere to turn in my new community. Your call center staff was amazing, and in the next 2 days, I experienced peace. I believe someone at New Life was praying for me. I want to give regularly so that more people will be saved from the undertow of life. And she signed it, Jesus is Lord. Mm. You know, if you can believe in a ministry that makes that kind of difference, that God comes in and does work through what we're doing, that's why we ask for your support.
Absolutely.
It makes a difference.
Boy, it really does. And, you know, it's not just about feeling better. It's about staying alive sometimes.
Often feeling worse before you feel better.
Yeah. And, you know, we've said it before, a lot of ministries help people, raise kids, communicate better. What we're here for is transformation.
Amen.
Worst of situations turning out to be the best. And that's what we've seen. We've seen disastrous marriages be healed. We've seen suicidal people go on and have an amazing new mission, new ministry, right out of that misery that they were in.
It's what keeps us coming back every day.
Yep.
When there's things that might not be pleasant to deal with in the office, it's all worth it.
Interpersonal relationships with me and stuff like that. Yeah, I get it. I hear you.
But so, we welcome those deepest, darkest corners of your life, and we know how to help you with them.
Yeah. Right. So help us, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we will send you a copy of John's book, Gift of Any Amount, and we'll be able to match that gift and double it here. All right, how about we talk with Darlene, Kingsport, Tennessee. She listens on or watches us on Facebook, as many people do. Hi, Darlene, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's going on?
Well, I'm going to pose the question first, and then I'll give you some background.
Okay.
My question is, how do you recognize gaslighting of an elderly parent and how to stop it? And then the background is, my dad passed away, July was a year ago, and once he passed away, things just went downhill. My mother's not in good health. She has a lot of health issues. I have an older, there's seven children, large family. I have a sister that lives in Nashville who, for a year now, refuses to go home. She'll stay for months at a time and then maybe go home for a week or two, and then she's right back there. She tries to isolate my mom. She hovers over my mother. She won't let her think for herself or speak for herself. She puts ideas in my mother's head, false ideas, about conversations she thinks she's had, telling her this is what Dad wants, that's what Dad wants, and my mom's starting to believe all that. When the other five children had tried to step in and let my mother know this is not accurate, this is not correct, she gets upset and very defensive of the sister in Nashville, and there is another sister locally.
Okay,
that they work hand in hand.
So what's the question for us then? We can talk about it at the break.
The question is, how do you recognize gaslighting? I believe they're doing that to my mother, and how do you stop it?
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll help you with that, and I'm glad you're called. Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to raising our parents and parenting our parents, a lot of really weird stuff starts to happen, and it's not always in the best interest of the elderly person there. So we'll talk about this right after our message. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is a number you can call for help. Doesn't matter what you're going through, we've got people that want to talk to you. That's what they came to work for today. They wanted to help you. Call them at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking here with Darlene. And Sherry, you had a comment about this at the break, and let's just start with you here.
So, hey, Darlene, thank you for letting us into this painful shifting of power that's happening in your home. And, you know, when folks mention the word gaslighting, I think it's a term that's, like, got a lot of press recently, and I think it's being used wrongly in many situations. So gaslighting is when somebody is lying or deceiving you about something. They're hiding something, but they strategically twist the truth in order to make you feel like there is something wrong with you, that you're broken somehow. It's different than traditional lying, blaming, manipulation. So what I'm hearing is more manipulation. They're
which isn't good either.
Manipulation.
Yeah. So, which is important. Yeah. So, is this daughter that lives closest? Has she been the favored child growing up, or was there some alignment with her when you were growing up?
The two younger ones, yes.
Okay.
And there's an ulterior motive, which is why they're doing this to my mother. And it's just destroyed our family.
And the motive is money.
Yes.
Yes, I knew that.
The younger sister wanted the business. There's,
yep.
And the other one wants one of the houses.
Yep. It's just... Yep. It's horrible, isn't it?
Not so much the material... It's horrible, yes, because... they're pretty much still in our inheritance. But I'm more concerned with my mother. We tried to talk to my mother because she gets so upset and her blood pressure goes up and her health is not good. She's close to 90. And I just don't know how to adequately stop it. We tried. The other five grown adult children had tried talking to my mom. And we've made suggestions. How about a guardianship or this or that? And my mom's all for it. And then my sister from Nashville talks my mom out of.
Yep, of course.
And then I brought it to my mother's attorney, my mother's attorney's attention, and the attorney even suggested, how about somebody outside of the family? My mom was excited to do that. We chose, not we, my mother chose two cousins, had all that set up. And then my sister talked her out of that again.
Yeah.
So it's part of it's not just manipulation, but she wants total and full control. Mm-hmm. She's durable power of attorney, and
this daughter
fear
is.
What she's going to do to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I fear what she's going to do to my mom when my mom's dementia gets in and takes over, and she. You know,
okay.
My mother has no more to say.
So this is a tough one, and you know, there may not be something outside of a legal confrontation where you're laying out for a judge the things that you've laid out here, and the judge decides that the sister isn't worthy of being the power of attorney. A judge can do that.
Well, and we've talked about that with my other five siblings.
Yeah.
And we're afraid my mom's not the stress if we do that.
Well, your mom doesn't have to be there. Your mom doesn't have to be there.
Oh, okay.
But see, you're going to have to talk with maybe it's not even her attorney. Maybe he's. But you need some good legal advice here. That
okay.
And sometimes the court will appoint a guardian ad litem that has nothing, takes no sides, but comes in and says and looks at the situation and then says to the judge, here's what I think needs to happen. It's appointed by the judge.
Okay.
They do that with children. They can do that with older people that are being misrepresented.
Darlene,
okay, how do you...
You've made
ahead.
Some
sorry.
Really good attempts with your mom and with the attorney, which is fantastic. And I wonder if the other five siblings have or are willing to confront the sisters and to bring this right to their attention. And it may seem pointless or powerless or nothing's going to happen. But taking that step of bringing it to them, having witnesses there, doing it together, perhaps even if there's a family pastor that's been involved in your lives, getting him there too, you may have some sway as a group together addressing this with your sisters. And if you don't, then absolutely the legal route needs to happen.
Yeah, we've tried addressing it individually because we all live in different places. Not everybody's local. So when we're in town visiting, we've tried to address it. And my mom gets very defensive. My two sisters have my mom believing that we're being mean to them. So she automatically gets really defensive. So we drop it and we're at the point where it's not even talked about. And because we don't want our mother upset.
So Darlene, I want to ask if you would consider configuring it in a different way, which is talking
okay.
with the sisters without your mother present, with as many
All
siblings
right.
are able
yeah.
or willing to attend or be on the phone to have this conversation, to safeguard your mother from what happens, but to not let your sisters slip out by drawing your mother in her distressed state into the conversation.
Yeah,
we've tried that, and we tried talking to them separately with my mother not there.
Can I have some
to my mom?
Yeah, can I have some empathy for you? I just want to have some empathy. I've been very quiet because you're in my in bin right now. And I can't believe I'm going to say this on radio, but I'm going to. So I have a half-sister who manipulated my mom to build a home in a state. And my mom now has a house payment in another state. My older sister was the one that was on the trust. And my mom, when I confronted her, I said, what's happening? She basically put me on the trust. Well, guess what happened? My half-sister went back to my mom, brought up my dad's wishes, and, you know, manipulated my mom. And I'm no longer the head of the trust. And so
yeah.
my family is going through something right now, and it's about money. And I have,
yeah.
and my mom doesn't have hardly two nickels to rub together. But let me say this. I have had to let go of the outcome in order to hold on to my sanity. I have had to let go of what little money would even come my way, because I've just told my mom, I don't need this. My concern is your health. My concern is, you know, somehow this fox is guarding the hen house. Somebody wants the money more than they want your care. But you know what?
Yeah.
My mom is still making decisions. Like, she's still aligning with my half-sister. And you know what? I've had to let go because bitterness started setting in. I started getting very angry, and it was eating me up alive. And again, it's not about the money. It's about the principle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Sometimes we work as hard as we can, and then we have to come to a place that we let go of what we want. And I don't know that you guys are there yet, but I just want to have some empathy for you along this way, because it's painful. It's torn my family apart, my siblings.
And you see your mom suffer, and there's so little that you can do about it. But we know you're trying to love her the best you can.
Well, and sometimes you have to say, and it's really hard, that my sanity and the sanity of others is more important than any amount of money. And that's really hard to get to that point when you do, like you're saying, Cherry, let it go. And, you know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a Healing is a Choice. It's a great book, and especially the part on grieving all of this. But if I were you, I would really sit down with your mom's attorney and say, let's look at all the options here to help and protect in her best interest. And then, and this isn't with anybody else, especially not with your mom present, and see if there is some kind of potential
move. That was good counsel, Steve.
That you can make there. All right. Let's talk with Marilyn. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. WORD is the station. And I'll just hit, there it is. Okay, Marilyn, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
Well, I just have a question. I need some advice on maybe to advise or say something. I have a son, he's grown. He's such a wonderful, wonderful man. And he's married and he has a wonderful wife. But he's very angry. And he's carrying around, which he's carried for years, a lot of hurt and rejection. We had gone through a divorce, and he was older, and he had gone to counseling, I think once. He was 18 then, and, you know, I couldn't force him, but he went. And I remember going to the counselor later, and he said that he thought my son was doing just fine, and that he didn't think I had anything to worry about it, that he was working things through, which was, I'm like, okay. So that was that. Well, I went to... just had a birthday.
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to hear the story after the break here. But I'm going to ask you, while we're at the break, think about what is the question for us. We'll be back after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Marilyn is right here talking to us. And Marilyn, this is our last segment. I don't have a lot of time. Why is your son angry? What's he angry about?
Okay. His father and I went through a divorce. His father's an alcoholic. I don't know if he's still drinking. He was very high-functioning, kind of like Jekyll Hyde kind of person. He had a lot of anger. Anyway, it ended in divorce. I had to call the police. There was something happened, and that's not going to happen. One time was enough. That was it. And so he was mad and never came back home and divorced me. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't have anything to do with my son. My son's reached out to him time and again, sent cards, different things,
okay.
And he feels rejected. I know that.
Okay.
And we just had Father's Day and his birthday, my son's birthday, and I don't think he heard from his father. So I took him out to breakfast, him and his wife, because that's what they wanted to do. They both share a birthday within a couple of weeks of each other. And we were there 4.5 hours.
Wow.
And my son unloaded first in the restaurant, then we went out, then in the parking lot, and then he teared up, which was...
Okay.
He is carrying such
so what's
hurt.
The question for us? Because we're out of time.
What? Okay, the question is, is there something I can do to encourage him? He needs to get it out.
What's the question? What's the question?
Okay, flat out, is there anything I can do?
Is there anything
is
you
there
can
anything
do to help him?
Anything I can do to encourage him to get... To help him.
Yeah, there's a word. It's called restitution. So restitution, the biblical principle of restitution, is actually to provide what's needed in order to help make somebody whole again. And if I were you, I would say thank you so much for the time we spent where you really shared a lot of hurt. And I saw your hurt, and I saw your tears. I saw it all. And as an act of restitution, I am offering to pay for your therapy.
There we go. Thank you. That's it.
Yep.
Because he already knows I care. So does his wife.
Perfect.
She loves me. I love her.
You
it's
pay.
It's not even about that. It's all
you
about
say,
her. Thank you. I'm going to offer to pay because there we go. That's it.
I'm
Thank
so
you.
Happy.
I just didn't want to overstep. And, you know, I did that. I texted him because I didn't want to, you know, he's a man.
Right.
And he's my son, but he is a man. And I want to respect the fact that he is a grown man.
Yeah.
So I just sent a text, and because he texted me, apologizing for unloading. And I said,
no,
never,
thank
ever,
you.
Ever
yeah, just say
feel,
thank you.
Never
I
never feel bad. I said, I am honored that you would.
Good
talk
for you.
To me like that.
Well, that's a wonderful thing that you said to him, and I'll send you a copy of How We Love, and I think that's going to be a blessing to you there, and that's a wonderful response. You know, I've told many people that there was a point in my life where I literally couldn't look people in the eye. I had so many unresolved hurts that I had caused, and I needed to make restitution. And I made the list, just like it says in the 8th step of the 12 steps, and then I, before Facebook and Internet and all that, I made the attempt, and I did it. I called, wrote, or met with every person on the list. And when it was over with, I could look you in the eye. But I was full of shame. I knew God had forgiven me. A lot of times you wonder, well, where is this abundant life? Where is this fulfillment? I think God forgave me. Why don't I feel it? Well, maybe it's because there's some unresolved things and you need to make restitution. I'm really glad that you brought that up. If you need some help with making restitution, there's a Life Recovery Bible. Only 3 million copies are out there of it. And it's just amazing to see these guys in prison getting it through prison fellowship. They're like Bible scholars. They're so into the Word. And it could help you with working that step. A lot of other resources are there too.
Restitution. We've had we had a man who had betrayed his wife offer New Life, gave some money as an act of restitution towards some of the women that were coming to the Restore. Yep. This was in the past, but we've had people make financial restitution with us to make amends where they aren't able to make it.
And you know, when you've been unfaithful and you've stolen a person's serenity, their dreams and hopes, ripped the life out of them, you know, you can find some very creative ways with them to show, I mean business, I want to restore, and I want to make restitution. But to deny that you need to because God's forgiven you, you may never really feel the forgiveness and grace that's there. Well, we are just about out of time. I want to encourage you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Here's the reason to call. Something's not right, and we want to help you with it. Another reason to call is that in this process of loving well, something is standing in the way of you loving well. Here's another reason. This thing's been bugging me for years, and I keep thinking, it's no big deal, but if it wasn't any big deal, why would it still be bugging you? Or someone has something against you. You know, it's one of the most amazing things in the Bible where it says, if a person, a dedicated worshiper of God, has a sacrifice to give to God. Now, that's pretty committed. You got a goat that you're going to give to God. The Bible says, put the goat down. Go make it right with the person. Then you come back and I'll take your goat.
Yeah.
But don't talk goat with me until you
make it right.
Yeah. And, you know, so
God
it's
is in
really
the
clear.
Business of making it right. He's
that's
really
right.
not in the business of collecting goats.
No,
you know?
That's right.
And you think about this family that's going through this situation where they're fighting over the money. And God would say, lay it down.
Yeah.
Lay that down. Get right with each other. You know,
because money becomes the God in those situations, determining everything. Well, we really do want to help you, but we do not know your phone number. We don't know what you're going through. You have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And when you support us, you might find we're one of the most grateful groups of people you could ever, ever support. And we want to help. We want to be there for you. You know, if life is just one awkward moment after awkward moment, separated by snacks, finding freedom could be the thing that gets you kind of out of that rut. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to be free. And if you're not, but you're doing all the right things, there's probably some unresolved issue that we could help you with. We've seen so many people turn life around. And it kind of starts with this thing called willingness. And, you know, we kind of want things to be better. We want God to fix it. We want God to heal us or deliver us. But, boy, when you're willing to work with God rather than wait for God, that's when I think the miracle really happens. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE, it's the number if you need help. It's also the number if you can help us with supporting us. We have some amazing workshops coming up, and let me just run those down for you. We've got the Every Man's Battle is every month, and that's coming up August the 9th in Sacramento, California. Finding freedom, whatever it is, we're going to help you get rid of it. You'll be free from it. Why live in a free country if you're in prison to some obsession or compulsion or something that you've been working on for a long time? And then we're doing our 12 Steps to Happier. It's our Life Recovery Conference. That's October the 5th in Irvine. Intimacy and Marriage is the 25th of October. You will not have to get into costume in Halloween because you'll be so at peace with each other. You won't even recognize each other. You'll be happy people. Your costume, your mask will be the happy mask if you'll go to that Intimacy and Marriage workshop October the 25th. Miracles happen there. Call us and let us introduce you to whatever it is you need to transform your life. Thank you, Dr. Sherry. Thank you, Dr. Alice. And thanks to all of you who watch, listen, pray, and support this ministry. Have a great rest of the day. See you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.